You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You want the news? You will get the news. That's my job. And you'll also get my opinion. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. My partner in crime is Don. He's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Really quickly, Halloween is coming up, and I guess there's a lawsuit going on right now in Simi Valley, California, where sex offenders are suing the city because there's this Halloween band. This band, B-A-N. That will keep, yeah, not a band. I know that'd be cool, Halloween band. Wouldn't get much work year round. There's a ban on sex offenders celebrating Halloween. They can't decorate their homes and they can't distribute candy to trick-or-treaters. So some sex offenders, registered sex offenders in Simi Valley, California are suing. They have to hang a sign that says no candy or treats. Right now, we have 5 Simi Valley sex offenders. They have filed lawsuits against the city over their Halloween band activities, with the group attorney Janice Bellucci stating that she expects several others to join the lawsuit. This is coming from TheExaminer.com. Bellucci has head up the advocacy group California Reform Sex Offender Laws, and last Friday filed a lawsuit in federal court claiming that the Simi Valley's ordinance was violating her client's First Amendment rights. The lawsuit is seeking a judge order prohibiting enforcement of the ordinance in Simi Valley, a city that currently has 109 registered sex offenders. You know, okay, so, huh. I got an idea. Let me read this. I think there's a better way to do this. Rather than say no candies or treats, they could celebrate Halloween, but maybe they should have a sign on their house. I don't know. I'm sure Joyce Oliver is going to have a problem with that one. They say the ordinance adopted September 10th prohibits registered sex offenders in the Ventura County city of about 125,000 from displaying Halloween decorations, answering the door to trick-or-treaters, or having outside lighting after dark on October 31st. Mike Judge, a Simi Valley councilman and LAPD officer, stated that the Halloween ban was modeled after other California cities that are enforcing the ordinance in order to protect children. This law was generated by citizens asking the city council to do something. Isn't this crazy? I mean, 60, 70 years ago, you wouldn't have to worry about this as a parent. You know, sex offenders live among us. They do. You know, there's these websites where you could see where sex offenders live. You know, and those have to be posted so you know, where they live. And one of the reasons why those websites exist is so if your kids do decide to go to these people's houses, you know, as an adult, don't let the kids go to those houses. So we already have those websites in place advertising where the sex offenders live. For them to not celebrate Halloween, I don't know. I don't know if that's going too far. I mean, these kids are sex offenders. So as far as we're concerned, they shouldn't even, you know, be anywhere near the kids. But, you know, I mean, maybe if these websites aren't good enough to educate the parents on where the sex offenders live, but I get that. I mean, it's very confusing at night. Your kids go trick-or-treating without you. You see, we still trick-or-treat with the kids. What we parents do is we walk behind, you know, because our kids would rather die than be seen with their parents. So what we do is we hang out in the street. All of us parents, what we do is we take the kids over to a neighborhood. I used to drive my kids to the fancy neighborhood so they could get really good candy, you know? Those fancy neighborhoods, they give out whole chocolate bars, right? Yeah, you know. See, I always give out whatever I get at Walmart, those cheap packs like Dum Dums and Duds, Milk Duds. My kids are embarrassed, so we don't even give out candy. Although this worries me, because if we have our lights off, are people going to think it's because we're sex offenders? What we do is we take our kids over to the friend's house, then they all go as a group. So we probably have about 50 people going because everybody comes over to our friend's house, and then they all trick-or-treat, and they zigzag across the street. I tell them to stay on one side of the street. They don't do it. They like to zigzag because they think running across the street is great, even though I'm going to talk about this a little bit later this month. This is when kids get hit by cars the most. Okay, you have people getting drunk on Halloween. You know, many of us, we used to go trick or drink and would go around with this big brandy sifter glass and ask, you know, okay, we don't want a candy, give us some wine. So you go house to house with some wine. So a lot of people do that, then they get in their car and they go home, not too smart, because they could hurt the kids. So anyway, we do that. But yeah, I have no idea in our friend's neighborhood where the sex offenders are, the child offenders. Now, for the most part, if there's a big group and they see the parents there, you know, I doubt there's going to be, you know, an abduction right then and there. But you don't know. You don't know. So anyway, sex offenders who are convicted of violating the ordinance will be guilty of a misdemeanor and subject to a fine of up to $1,000 and or 6 months in county jail. So is this constitutional? Do sex offenders who have served their time and now are out, are they allowed to decorate their home for Halloween? You know, do they have to put a sign up on their house saying, hi, I'm a sex offender? Should parents take on more responsibility and know where their kids are trick-or-treating? Or is this the idea of somebody being a child sex offender or a sex offender is so sick and gross that there should be more protection? This is a tough one. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, as a parent, even if your kids are teenagers, I still think you should be around. I know the big issue is, well, somebody has to be home to give out the candy. I would rather know where my kids are going. I think Halloween is a perfect night for somebody to abduct a kid, somebody to be drunk driving, something to go wrong. And, you know, personally, I think you should be out there walking around with the kids, even if they're teenagers. Just you and the other parents could be kind of hanging out, you know, walking around. I see the dads with a beer, you know, just kind of walking around and strolling around. Make it a night. Leave the candy out. You know, it's not like you get anything done at the house. I hate giving out candy. I hate when I'm stuck with a job giving out candy. Because you have to keep on getting up every time the doorbell rings. So you end up just sitting there by the door. That's not fun. I'd rather you be out there watching your kids. Just leave the candy. Okay? And if you feel bad about, you know, doing that, or you think everybody's going to steal the candy, then, tell them there's a camera, and we'll know if you're cheating. Okay. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for the past 24 hours, everyone's talking about the debate, you know, how well Romney did, and he did good. I mean, it was pretty interesting that even a CNN poll had said 67% of voters said Romney did a great job. And I think this was extremely predicted. We knew Obama would be on the defense. You know, we knew that Obama had to defend the policies over the last 4 years, and most of the time they need to do that. You know, most of the time the incumbent president, whoever comes into this debate that's, you know, currently the president, has to defend what they did over the last 4 years and why things are better now than they were. And, you know, I think still Obama handled his own. You know, I don't think he completely screwed up like, you know, everybody has been saying, even on both sides of the media. I don't think he completely screwed up. I think, yes, there was a lost opportunity. But how I looked at it, and this is what we discussed in the first hour, is Obama didn't need this debate and didn't want it. Remember, he's ahead in the polls. We have the voter ID laws being turned over. He is ahead. The debate would only hurt him. So my feelings is how I perceived it is he looked like he was prepped to just not be knocked out of the boxing ring. And he looked like he wasn't, he wasn't supposed to be on the offensive because he didn't have a lot to lose. All he had to do was get through this debate, keep your head low, lay low, keep your head down, get through the debate, you're ahead. And I don't know if that was the best strategy because Romney came out there punching two fists. And Romney was very well-spoken. He was very dapper. He was also not very elitist. You know, he doesn't have this, even though people look at him as a suit, you know, old boys club type of thing, he was very, very, he appeared very, very approachable. He appeared to be like one of us. Even though we know he's very wealthy and, you know, he's run Bain Capital and, you know, he's from a political family, he didn't come off such as that. So it accented Obama's lack of luster with this. Now, when you look at the content of what was said, from the healthcare standpoint, not a lot of content on either side. I was kind of disimpressed with the whole healthcare discussion. But I've been disimpressed with every single debate I've seen, even with the primary debates with Gingrich and Herman Cain, etc. You didn't see much with healthcare. Because, again, this is such a topic that is so convoluted, nothing you could really squeeze into a two-minute sentence. And I don't think anybody knows the first thing about, you know, getting our healthcare back on track. So all we really saw yesterday from a healthcare standpoint in the debate was Obama defending Obamacare, Romney calling it Obamacare, apologizing to Obama, Obama saying, I actually like it. Of course, now his name, it's a coined term. It's going to go down in history. He's famous for it. Of course, he loves it, whether it's good or bad. Any publicity is good. And Romney defending that if he does repeal Obamacare, the good stuff stays. I would have loved to see more answers. I would have loved to see somebody, put their finger on the pulse of what the problem is and say, look, guys, this is why we're in our healthcare mess. All right. Healthcare is in the hands of the employers. Employers don't want to be in charge of your healthcare. Employers don't want to pay for your healthcare. And anytime there was a recession, you lose your job, you're going to be out of healthcare. All right, this is something we need to figure out. We may not figure out in my first 4 years, but this is something that we are going to have to transform because there is no way we're going to fix healthcare with the situation being as vulnerable as it is. And, of course, nobody's going to say that. Nobody wanted to shake the boat with healthcare, okay, because it already is a very shaky boat. Romney is still behind in the polls, okay? Many Republicans like Obamacare. Many Democrats dislike Obamacare. All right. There's no one thing you could say to please everybody because depending on where your situation is financially and medically, you may actually be a conservative, a Republican that wants Romney to win. But deep down, you're like, I got to tell you, Obamacare is going to save my butt. Or you may be, you want to know what? I don't care. You know, I don't care that, Obamacare is going to be that intrusive in our lives and its government takeover. You know, it all depends on where you're at. As far as I'm concerned, yes, I have no problem admitting the pre-existing condition clause, the insurance caps, not having to pay a copay for my birth control is nice. I'm going to benefit, but I have no problem waiving those benefits for the better good of the country. Okay, I don't think Obamacare is the way to go. I think it needs to be scrapped and rebuilt from scratch and well calculated. Don't take too much time in Congress with it, but calculate it out, do multiple mini bills, and get this sucker done right. I have no problem admitting I would benefit from Obamacare. There's certain aspects of Obamacare. I mean, everybody keeps saying doctors are now going to have 35 million patients with insurance. We're going to roll in the dough. No, we won't. Those people aren't going to get health insurance. If they don't get a job, they're not going to have employer health insurance. And if they don't want to pay for health insurance on their own, they're going to stay uninsured. So no, I'm not expecting that. Even though it's been calculated, doctors may make more money. No, I don't care. All right. I don't think this is the way healthcare is supposed to go with the panels, et cetera. Now, very interesting point that Obama had brought up yesterday is it is illegal in the Obamacare bill for these healthcare panels to help decide recommendations for healthcare and therefore patient care. Now that confuses me because then what the heck are those panels for? I'm a little confused by that. That didn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me. Then why are there panels? So there's a lot of distrust. There's this fog I had described in the previous hour where we used to have a happy place on what a retirement would look like and what we could get done medically and just kind of have some sort of a picture, and that's exploded in our faces. We have no idea what our future is going to hold. And it's very scary. So for either of them to bring up the scary subject in depth would have probably hurt the debate. Remember, the debate was a show, okay? The debate was the reason why we look at a debate, it's not that somebody's going to remember what was said 45 minutes into it. It's who looked presidential. Now, remember, Romney needed this much more than Obama, because when Romney speaks, he's very eloquent. He's a damn good speaker. But the TV crews only give you a snippet. Very rarely you'll get to see a whole speech. But the average person hasn't seen Mitt Romney do his thing. They see the commercials. They see the little snippets and the little video clips. But unless you're pro-Romney, and I mean really pro-Romney, where you're going to wake up early and stand in line to get to where he's going to speak, the average voter doesn't go to these speeches. They may want to, but they can't. I can't tell you how many speeches I've missed because of work, etc. I can't get there. I've only seen Mitt Romney speak twice. That's all I could make. That's all I could do. But the average person doesn't. So this was the American population's opportunity to see Mitt do his thing. We've been bombarded with the liberal media telling us he's an elitist, he's a rich man, it's the old man's club, a type of a country club type of attitude that he has, and he's just going to be helping his big rich boys with cigars, etc., like that. And you got to see a person that's kind of down to earth, has got family issues, very dapper and very smooth, and you know, who kind of understands what it means to run a business. And, you know, he looked like somebody that has gotten his hands dirty. He looks like somebody who has rolled up his sleeves and dug in and gotten to work. And it looks like he knows a lot about business. He was able to rebuke a lot of things that Obama said. And he put Obama on the defensive. And when Obama didn't want to go on the defensive, he just kind of said his pre-written answer that he was prepared to do. And that's how I sum up the debate. Now, is this going to be a game changer? Will Romney win because of this? I don't know. A few months ago, I would have probably said yes. You know, now America's got to see what Romney's like. They were probably pretty impressed by the way he thought. He, you know, hopefully convinced people that he wasn't going to, you know, hurt them from an Obamacare standpoint. But now that the voter ID laws have been, you know, changed, and I'm not that optimistic, honestly. You know, if you can't control fraud at the polls, and prevent duplication, I don't know where this election's going to go. But Romney did a good job. Romney did a great job. I don't think Obama did that bad a job. I think he could have done better. But remember, he doesn't need these debates. He's got two more. And he's dreading them. He just wants to keep his head low and hope the polls are true and that there's enough people that, you know, want, the Democratic idea of building the economy. And you know, he's hoping that works. Now, what was, though, probably a very valuable part of the debate, which is what I know a lot of students are watching now in class, is the approach to the economy. You know, whereas Obama's, you know, tax-raising ideas, especially on the wealthy, it's supposed to help the economy. Romney explained, look, you get more people back to work, the working individuals that actually pay taxes, they're going to be putting money into the system. That's where you get your tax dollars, get people back to work. And it was a very enlightening...
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM-1 from Terraganics. EM-1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM-1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM-1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM-1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Some of you have been telling me you're going to be going to that trucker convention at the end of the month in Kansas City. Great, because the trucker social media online convention, I'm going to get to be there. So I'm going to get to speak and meet some of you guys. I cannot wait. And I should be there all day on Saturday. So make sure you guys look up the Trucker Media social online show and convention. I will be there. Also, for those of you that have been finding me on Facebook, I love it. Love to meet you guys. That's great. Find me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. And don't forget to also follow us on Twitter. We are still working on that iPhone app. I am sorry. Still working on that with Apple. But we still have the Android app. Make sure you have that downloaded. This way you could listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I try not to repeat too much stuff in between hours unless it's something that is pretty important that we need to reinforce. But I don't want you guys to miss anything. 3 hours of some great Great radio. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Don, who is working the dials. Now, some of you had weighed in. We had discussed yesterday the idea of, you know, employers and even cities, like the whole city and that whole city in Florida, deciding to not to hire you if you smoke. Texas Hospital, not to hire you if you are obese. And we were talking about discrimination and how, you know, these are just things that we are just seeing as they just open up and flourish in front of us. Some of you have weighed in on our answer lines. I just want to quickly play a couple of your calls. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dolly, I'm Drew in Alabama. I drive Florida a lot. Every time I drive down there, I'm seeing motorcyclists with no helmets. Anywhere else you go, motorcyclists have to wear helmets. And then my major gripe with all mm-hmm. that is you've got this smoking thing, and they're losing their jobs, and people are not being hired because they smoke. Well, you know, this is no different than the federal government telling everybody that, or they go through the law enforcement agency to tell everybody they have to wear seatbelts. They have to wear seatbelts. Well, who told you they had to wear seatbelts? Well, the insurance agencies put a bug in their ear and said, hey, we want everybody to wear seatbelts, and let's just get on with law enforcement mm-hmm. so we can make sure that the insurance, you know, gets a little kickback, too. It's all discrimination. Every bit of it, from motorcycle helmets, yes or no, to I pay for my car. I'm paying my taxes to support the highway. If I don't want to wear a seatbelt, that's my problem. You know, I'm the one that's going to be thrown from the truck, not well, anybody else. I'm the one that has the choice to wear or not wear a seatbelt. That's my main gripe.
Oh, you know, I mean, I hope you do wear a seatbelt. You seem like a nice guy. I want you safe. But I know many of you have been, you know, have been kind of concerned. If the government can tell you to wear a seatbelt, what else can they tell you to do? Pull up your pants? You know, zip up your fly. It is, there are things we want for our safety. I mean, I think the problem lies in is some people are stupid and some people aren't. Okay. We should wear helmets when we're on motorcycles. We should, but we don't want the government telling us to. And one of the reasons why many of us who don't want government intruding into our lives have let that one slide is because particularly I don't want to accidentally back into somebody who's on a bike, all right, motorcycle, whatnot. He flies off. I kill him. Now I'm up for manslaughter just because the guy was an idiot and didn't wear his helmet. You know, so sometimes these laws do actually protect us, not from a safety standpoint. I mean, it protects people from a safety standpoint, but those of us who could accidentally hurt somebody else. You know, that's a thing. Now, true, you know, you could be up on manslaughter charges for any sort of car accident. That, you know, helmet laws won't prevent you from that. But, you know, if I could hopefully be less in a position to kill somebody accidentally because, you know, they're doing something they should, I'm in favor of that. But I don't like government getting involved. I don't like that at all. Because you let them get involved in one aspect, they're going to get involved in the next aspect, and then the next aspect. One of you also weighed in on that. Let's go back to some of your other comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dolly, you're talking about being discriminated against me and because you're a smoker not to get a job. Well, that's where they start, believe it or not. If you don't believe me, look at New York. They started with cigarettes. Now they're with soft drinks. So one day they'll hire you because they won't hire you because you're a non-smoker. Then you'll be overweight. Then you'll be underweight. And then you'll be ugly. So maybe they won't hire you because you're ugly.
Oh, so, I'm in trouble there.
You know, once they get their foot in the door, they'll go a long ways with it.
Well, you know, remember I was talking about last week the 1887 scholar who predicted or who actually observed that most democracies don't last more than 200 years, even though, thank God, ours has, knocked on wood, not by much, but ours has made it over the 200-year mark. And remember how he said apathy leads to dependence, dependence leads back into bondage? Okay, let me re-quote him. And I know you guys are like, oh, she's going to go back to this again. No, but I think this is extremely important, okay? Apparently, Alexander Tyler, a Scottish history professor, said, over the last 200 years, nations have always progressed through the following sequence. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy. Okay? This is where we are right now, guys. From complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence. This is where our society is right now. Then he goes from dependence back into bondage. Those of us that don't give a heart and doot about what's going on in New York with the soft drink ban. And they're like, Dahlia, please, we're talking about soft drinks. Come on, get off your conspiracy bandwagon. Well, no, I'm not being a conspiracist, okay? For those of you that are apathetic and let things happen, how do you like this, you know, this old statement, right? There are people that make things happen, there's people that watch things happen, and there's people that wonder what happened. I don't want to be one of those, and you shouldn't be, that wonder what the hell happened when it happens. Okay? With apathy comes dependence. And many of us became apathetic because we were just kind of complacent. We were doing well, everything was fine. All right, fine, everything's fine. Go ahead and make whatever rules you want to do with the subprime loans. I don't care. I'm fine. I'm happy. I don't need to go to the polls. Everything is good. We became apathetic. When we became apathetic, recession happened. Government tried to do the stimuluses, spend our money, put us more into debt. And now we're dependent on the mess that government wants to create. You can't be apathetic. If you don't want something to happen, you know, you need to say something, even if you're complacent. Do you guys get that? You know, this history professor, I don't really agree with a lot of history professors because usually I fall asleep in history. It was a class that never kept me awake. Even though I'm fascinated by history, I can never stay awake with it. But, you know, this is so true. Even in human psychology, this is extremely true. So, you know, if you don't like seatbelt laws and, you know, you don't like government stepping in saying, okay, we're not going to hire you as smokers, et cetera, you know, you're going to have to make some noise. You're going to have to vote. And it's a very scary situation we're in where we're watching these little things happen and they could very easily on a bigger scale expand to bigger things. I mean, if we're already discriminating against obese people and, you know, smokers, like the one caller, and he's called in before. I got to find out who you are. I love you. You call in a lot, and thank you for being a faithful listener. What about ugly? Now, ugly has already been discriminated against, okay? I mean, there are many jobs out there where you only get it if you're good looking, you know? But what about a law? I mean, they're making laws. Now, true. When I had posted this up on Facebook, because I always like to hear you guys weigh in, many of you are like, well, look, it's because of healthcare dollars. You know, smokers should pay their own extra healthcare fees. I agree. Get healthcare out of the employer so the smokers don't have to be discriminated against. They could pay their own extra premiums if they smoke. I agree. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We are going to Alaska next year. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Exquisite. You deserve a break. And we were able to lock in a good rate as the prices go up throughout the year. So please go to our website and check that out at drdahlia.com. Now, some of you have been taking Wellbutrin, generic Wellbutrin, once it became generic, and it's gotta be one of my favorite antidepressants to prescribe. I like Wellbutrin because it stimulates you a little bit. Unlike the glasses or eyes, which could put you a little bit more into a funk. And I use those medicines more for anxiety and PMS and, you know, people getting migraines and ulcers because of stress. I like to use Wellbutrin more for depression. But it looks like the FDA wants to pull the generic bupropion XL300 after a new test showed that the drug releases its key ingredient a little too fast than the original brand name. Teva Pharmaceuticals has stopped shipping the generic version now because the feds say, nope, we don't like this one. Now, I guess they stopped shipping it last Thursday. From what we understand, in 2008, the FDA said the generic and the brand name were essentially the same. All right. And in 2007, I guess they looked at the two drugs and they thought that the active ingredient actually, let me take a look at this. I'm trying to see what the latest study shows. I think the older one releases the drug more slowly and more methodically, whereas the new one releases the drug a little too quickly. Now, can that hurt you? Well, I mean, you know, 300 milligrams, and if you have an X percent, I guess 34% of its active ingredient released within the first 2 hours, that could be a big whopping dose. That could be $100 or 100 milligrams right off the bat. That could be an issue. But, you know, for some of you going, well, what do I care about this medicine? I'm not on it. This is an example of how a generic does not equal brand name. This just reinforces the fact that our generics are not going to be exactly like brand name. And I'm glad that somebody's looking at it. And somebody, from what we understand, the FDA has not tested all medications. But in this particular case, you know, we have 2% of the population maybe taking this drug. You know, not too much of a scare. But if this one drug is found to release the medication not at the rate it's supposed to, like its brand name predecessor, what else is happening with all the other generics? Not only in this class, just anything else, heart medication, etc. All right, there's a huge push for generics now because of our healthcare system. All right, one thing we know is we're spending way too much money on our medications. Brand names are extremely expensive, so we sit there and we hold our breath and we cross our fingers until we can hope that the medicine goes generic. Now, many medicines generic, they do fine. You know, I know some doctors say don't use generic thyroid. I gotta be honest, for my patients whose thyroid is, you know, in pretty good shape and they're doing okay. Hold on one second. Yeah, we see you guys calling in. Don's gonna answer the phone lines. Just hang in there. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. I'm just kind of writing here. Sorry. Gotta talk to Don. I love my Don. Okay. What was I gonna say? Where was I? I was talking about, that's what happens. Okay, sorry. Okay, where were we? With the generics, like with the thyroid medication. When we have thyroid medication, there's some people they need to be on the brand name. Okay, they have to be there. That's just the only thing that's fine. That's what jives with their system. But for many others, the generic is fine. But what if, you know, we're talking about heart medication? What if we're talking about, like amiodarone, for example, that's supposed to, you know, control your rhythm? What about digoxin, et cetera? Now, you know, are the generics being overseen as well as the brand names? Are they? You know, and I know some of you are on the lines. Just wait. I want to get through these points. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we need more regulation looking at this. We really do. And so, you know, in this particular case, it's an antidepressant. Many of you aren't on the medication. Okay, good. Whew. You know, no worries. And in that case, many of you are on the medication. Fine. You're going to probably have to switch to brand name or some other generic. But this just kind of shows, don't just think as we're going cheaper and saving money, it's going to be better health care. Okay, there's going to be some slipshod stuff. There's going to be some corners cut. There's going to be some miscongruities type of thing. And there's going to be some inconsistencies. And I don't want the quality of healthcare going down because we're trying to go cheap and we're trying to go cheap so quickly. All right. Now, we've been talking about heart and ways to predict heart attack. And many of you have been asking me about C-reactive protein. right? Do we have to have C-reactive protein when we get a blood test done? Because if it is a marker for inflammation, are we going to be more at risk? Well, another study has come out by British investigators saying C-reactive protein and fibrinogen, which are produced in the liver in response to the body, could possibly clue us in that you are more at risk for heart attack and stroke. Remember, we are all now about the anti-inflammation. I know the whole acid versus base theory was really big a few years ago. Now it's all about inflammation. Inflammation from your gums could cause heart disease. Inflammation seen in your body or in your blood. Inflammation of the intimal lining of your blood vessels could cause heart disease. That's the big thing. But what do you do if you have C-reactive proteins? Okay, are there medicines to lower the C-reactive protein and the fibrinogen? What do we do? You know, do we really understand what to do with inflammation? Now, many of us will see a decrease in our C-reactive protein with our cholesterol medication. We take our cholesterol medication, our statin medication, our cholesterol goes down. We have less plaquing on the intimal walls of our blood vessels, which could break off and cause a heart attack. With the plaquing, we have that protection. That's great. Okay? So that's good, but what about those of us that can't? That can't take the statins. One of the callers last hour said his wife has been on three different medicines. She has horrible muscle aches. She can't take these medications. Well, if you can't take the medications, you can't take them. Well, what about the cost of the test? Well, these C-reactive protein tests can be about $100, depending on which laboratory you use. So, you know, I wouldn't run and get these tests. However, where I think the value is in a test like this is reminding you that you could be behind the eight ball. Now, some of us don't want to know that. We want ignorance, ignorance is bliss. We want our head in the sand. We don't want to know that we could be at risk. But for some of us who've been walking around with high cholesterol, borderline blood pressure, you get a C-reactive protein that's kind of high. You know, you may want to have a sit down with your cardiologist. Okay, let's get you on a fish diet. Let's get you on light exercise. Let's get you on a regular, though, exercise regimen. Get you eating some nuts. Nuts are always good to lower cholesterol. Get you on a good fiber diet. You know, I think any of you that have any cardiac risk factors, any of us, should have a heart doctor. All right, cardiologist. Why not? Just to check in with. Again, I know some of you are like, oh, that's really, really expensive. And yes, it can be. It can be. But many times it's no more expensive than seeing your family doc. Okay, maybe, you know, one of your family doc visits could be swapped that you're in your budget for the cardiology visit. Okay, have that sit down, have that powwow, and find out where exactly, because remember, these cardiologists are the ones that see the heart attacks. These are the ones that see it all, and they are the ones that I think will best prepare you, and you know, for what you need to do. All right, and how you need to prevent heart attack. It's amazing that we could actually do that these days. All right, and maybe your cholesterol that you didn't think was high enough is actually too high for you. Maybe they run a test and they see the calcium deposits in your vessels and go, you want to know what? You're at high risk. Now, what are the cardiac risk factors? If you're a male over 40, a female over 50, if you smoke, if you've ever had high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, if you've ever had a heart attack, or if there's a family history of heart disease, they're thinking about adding short stature to that as well. Okay? Any of those risk factors. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, most of us that are over 40, what, we all have to see a heart doctor? It's a risk factor. Men over the age of 40 is a risk factor. Women over the age of 50. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right. Also in medical news today, they were talking about how vitamin D and vitamin C will not prevent you from getting sick. Yes, you don't want to be low. Maybe taking them can actually stave off the cold, cut it by a few days. But for the most part, it's not going to prevent you from getting a cold. Usually the virus has already set up shop. We talked about that in the first hour. But anyway, if you guys could stay on board for another hour, please do. If not, I will answer your questions tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment.
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.